Let's go and see these cats.
She looks like she's pleased to see me.
Oh, evil, Mrs. Evil. Yeah. Evil Knievel?
Come on. Come on, darling, come on.
I am pleased to see you.
Oh. He thinks he's...
Hello, Sean.
Where's Sean? In our house.
That's a nice little thing, you know.
Is she in it?
Yeah.
In the top bit?
Yeah.
She always sits in there, that's like...
Very nice.
Where's Pink Shink?
She's on top of the boiler.
Oh, she always sits up there.
God knows what they're going to do to them.
Oh, God knows. Oh, dear. Why isn't everything... I bet it's something simple that he should know, really.
It's because he didn't want to come down here today. So she was so excited about the toy bit this morning.
That
everything was all right for that.
Oh, it would be. Hello. Did you say hello to me?
Come on, darling. Come on, little dandies.
Where is she? Where is the little bitch?
On the little stool there on top of the steps. Hello. Hello, Shanty, darling. Hello.
Shant! She goes.
Candies, come on. Come on, pretty. I love your brothers.
Yeah, well...
Lovely, lovely cats they are.
They ain't as nice as me, are they?
One of them, I think it's Joey. He sits on my lap and he feels really lovely when he sits on it. He fits it.
He eats your hair, doesn't he?
Yeah. How long have you had it now?
I don't know, a couple of months, I suppose.
Touch wood, it's wearing well.
Yeah, they haven't lot. They didn't eat their food much.
What food? What is it they don't
know? I don't know, it's one of the Whiskers ones.
What, the dried food?
No, this. Look.
Oh. I've got the Whiskers this week.
They normally eat it. Well, she doesn't.
Well, I got them some yesterday. I'll tell you what they did like, the Whiskers kitten.
Oh. Let me see if my little pinky's
going to
come out.
Ping!
Mind your head. Oh, look like
you're
just
going to
bash it.
Hello. Hello, little girl. Hello,
everyone.
Oh, she's head-butting me. Oh. Keep coming down to see us. Come on.
Candelise probably makes her stay in there. Wouldn't surprise me.
Come on, darling. Oh, she's come face-to-face with her. They've come face-to-face then.
I don't like her. She bullies me.
Pretty colour she is.
I'm beautiful.
Mm. A little tail in the air. Mm. You don't want to go out there, girl. There's bedlam out there. Mm. It's a foul man.
Oh.
Victor Meldrew.
He is really the most miserable, but he can never do anything light-hearted. That's why it always goes wrong.
It's because he doesn't want to do it.
Yeah. Come on, darling. Come on. Come on, Candies. Come on, darling. Oh, she'd love to make a fuss of me. She'd rub me all around the table. Come on. Nearly came up to me then. Come on, you remember me, don't you?
I'm coming up to you.
She doesn't care about me now, but I think Candies still remembers me. She always seems pleased to see me. More than what Chantelle is.
Candies!
Chantelle used to attack you, didn't she?
Eh?
She had her babies.
Yeah. Come on, darling, come on. Oh, look, she butts the table. Come on.
She's coming over.
Hello. Hello, Dan.
Hello, you've got a nice coat.
Yes, beautiful. I'm lovely, aren't I?
See, that? Luckily they stretch up and they scratch the furry bits on that a bit. Come on, darling, come on. She wants to, really, she does.
Hello.
She's simple. She rubs around everything with her tail right up in the air.
Yeah. She's brave because we're in here.
What?
She's telling her to shut up. She spat at her.
Who, Candice?
Come on, darling. Come on.
I hate you, Candice.
She's telling her to get back in her cupboard, probably.
Get
back up on the boiler.
Scratching. But they've got fleas. I don't see any flea dirts in here, though.
No, I don't. He's got... Have you got the snuffles? They do play with them. Some play with those balls. I was out all night.
What were you doing last night, wacky wacky woo-woos? I wish they could get that going.
Well, so do I.
What a waste of time, everything, if it doesn't chime.
It does chime.
But yeah, but you're never going to know what time it is.
And that's the best, nicest sound of it, is the actual chiming of the hour.
Yeah.
Oh.
And nobody wants to know about Westminster chimes, you see.
What, repairers?
Yeah.
What?
She went right up to them. Come on, darling, Pinky Winkles. Pinky Winkles. Come on, Pinky Winkles.
What?
Bashta.
Oh, Candice. She's nasty.
You got fleas, Candice.
Candice, you're a horrible little bitch. That's what poor little... Really, that's why Dottie died, because of her, because she couldn't live in here with her.
Yeah.
At least she doesn't seem to care, does she, Pinky?
No.
Come on. Quack. Poor little Dottie, I tried to put her back in here. She used to push her feet on the door and scream. Oh. I couldn't leave her in here with her.
No. Is that when you go in there, he's been given a drink?
Beer, probably.
Because he feels sorry for him, he thinks he's bullied by me.
Oh, that's too bad. Who's that drinking, Wacker?
No.
Pinky?
No.
She must have been.
She wants to come up to you, Melanie.
Candice! You're ugly and evil! Evil!
I'm evil, I can't help it, I disappear. I go up drain pipes.
I do black magic.
I probably do. Do black magic on all them mice and things.
She's gone in the bed. Yeah, she's getting afraid to come near me. I might try and get down to
what about Shonda?
There you are. Come on.
Is that shit Pinky? Charming her.
Yeah.
I always see her charming her claws.
I stand on the table and stand up to do it on the string bit. But when they're on the floor, they can get on the furry bit, and it saves that bottom bit.
Because that's what got wrecked on the other one.
Yeah. I mean... But it's nice, that. Very nice. Got a lot on it for that price.
Yeah, I know, it's good. It's got toys and...
Where are the toys? Did it have toys?
It did, they just pulled them off.
Those balls
with
holes in, hanging toys are dangerous because one of the cats, when I had one on one of the, on them, it's not...
They were at the top, on the tree, where the trees are.
Yeah, well, they hack, pull them and they get their claws caught in them and then they try to pull away and they scream. One of the black cats did that with mine. I cut them all off, all the other ones, any balls that have got holes in them.
I don't know if they did it well, I suppose they must have done. Are they not there now then?
You haven't got any balls up there now.
I think there was balls.
It's a fluffy... Oh,
I just heard the word beer.
Oh, no.
Fuck's sake. Oh, knock him out now. He'll probably get all happy once he's had the beer.
Yeah.
He'll be a different personality. Mm.
Oh, I think it's terrible.
Have they got a fluffy thing up there?
Two fluffy balls, yeah, they're all right.
Usually they...
These holy ones are all right if they're not attached to something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But if they're attached to a string, they catch their paws, they try to get away and they can't, they pull and pull in it.
Well, that's what happened to Lanky, do you remember when she got stuck?
Yeah, but she had the elastic stretched around her foot.
Yes.
What? Not working.
No, I think it was a can. I think it was his beer talk. He's sounding too cheerful. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't like him.
Do you love him?
I don't like him. I think he's such a horror. And me, anything goes wrong, he takes it out on me. He hasn't got the guts to say it to you or brains, or if they didn't want the dinner, he'd blame upon me. I said, I have nothing to do with dinner. And he's done that all my life. He's used me to blame everything that goes wrong onto me.
That's what Louis does with his mother.
Yeah. But I'm not his mother.
No, I know. I'm just saying Louis does that with his mother.
He wouldn't have dared do it to his mother. Oh, no, he wouldn't have killed him. Barbarossa, did I hear him say?
I thought you said you like white wine.
No, I like beer.
I like beer. See, now he's
trying to keep, those Budweisers for himself.
No, he's not. He doesn't want them.
What's he saying?
When you're done with that one, let me know. I could knock him out now.
He'll never do it now.
Darling?
Yeah?
How's the clock?
Pardon?
Is he going?
No, what are you doing here?
Talking to the cats? Yeah.
Do they talk back?
No.
We're teaching them. Clock not going then.
How you doing?
Candice is
hiding. She hates him.
That's evil. That one's evil.
Oh, don't frighten her, brains, please.
I've not said hello to her, that's
no,
all.
No, don't frighten her.
No, don't.
I haven't seen her in a long time. Just want to say hello.
We've been getting her to be quite tame.
And when she sees you,
she'll... Go out and sort it. You giving him beer?
I want to help to walk a
woman. Have you given him beer?
Yeah.
He won't do anything now. He won't get that clock going now.
The clock is not even going.
Yeah, but it could.
Which was before he...
Come over here, Boo-Boo.
Give Boo-Boo a kiss.
I'll bring him to you. Give him a kiss. Kiss for Boo-Boo.
Put him on my lap.
help,
he was saying.
Oh, he likes him. He's my homie.
How are you?
Are you talking to me?
You're frightening them, Melanie.
Don't frighten them, darling.
Just say hello, that's all.
No, don't frighten them.
They don't like you.
No, don't do it. Darling, leave them. You're making it worse now.
All right. I'll leave you people who cuss whisper us.
Yeah.
Cuss whisper us.
I could kill you with that beer situation.
He's got troops in his bloody coat.
Oh, no, he's a scruffy bugger.
Don't you dare.
Who's making that noise?
He's put him in a bad mood. He's rough with him.
He doesn't usually mind it, I wonder. She's a bit like Lanky.
Yeah.
She?
Come on. Come on, darling.
I hate him.
Candice. Come on. He was getting quite friendly then, a bloody idiot.
Where's Sean?
He's not going to do that clock for you,
Melanie. I'm really pissed off about it, to be honest.
I'm going to make him come down at the weekend to get to work on that.
I mean, it must be fixable.
That was definitely working.
Well, it was.
Perfectly.
Well, I've heard it working.
Working before he stopped it this morning.
As soon as he gets old, as soon as he starts messing about things, like the other one, he messes
things up. He's got no understanding of it, really. He thinks he has, but he hasn't.
He's still doing it, or someone is.
Pink! Linky Long!
That might be working on its own.
I don't think it is.
Hey?
No, I don't think there's someone doing that.
It might have been striking 2 o'clock.
No, it's not. It's striking Pinky o'clock.
You little funny little thing you are.
It's the last of pulled out tonight.
Is it?
Mm. Have you read the pulled out book?
No, I think I might get them.
I think I'm going to get... I'm going to look it up tonight and I might send off for it. I can frighten them. I'm frightened to see what money I've got left
now. I'll give you that money back. What, you better give me your account details because I don't think I've got them anymore.
I haven't got them on me, have I?
I'll have to ring you tonight.
But, I want to get... was a series of what? It must have been three series of it.
What, Poldark?
No, this other one. And I watched about the last three in the last series. And it was Last Tango in Halifax.
Oh,
it was brilliant.
I think Ra watched that.
Yeah, it was brilliant. And it's now on Channel 20.
What's Channel 20?
What's Channel 20?
I don't know what the channel
is. I don't know what it is now. I don't know, but that's the freebie of Channel 20. But I'm going to send off the first one. I'm going to see if I can get the DVDs for the first one and look at that in peace. And the second one...
I went to watch Poldark. I was going to watch it on the... I've got the iPlayer on my phone.
Oh.
And I went to watch it, but there was only the first episode was missing because it was too long. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
It was too far. I left it too long. So I didn't mind watching it.
It looks nice.
I don't think it looks very nice.
What are you smelling my hands for?
That's where our dad Mark, Julie, she's very good, you know. She don't give me. I come out there and it's like I've had my hair done. I wash it before I go. I rinsed it the day before and then she cuts it and she blow dries it for me. She only charges me £13.
That's
just really for a cart.
Yeah.
And she sprays it afterwards. She does it all properly.
Yeah, they are nice in there, aren't they?
Yeah. I like them.
They've been on to working together for years.
Eh?
They've been working together for years.
I'll give her a newsletter, Junior, because she got her cat from Bassey.
Oh. She had one of her sons in there. It was hot in here, isn't it?
I don't know if it was cold. Oh, dear.
Oh, drinking beer is just going to make me feel better. I'll get it going now. What are you doing in there, Pinky?
Might be better, as it said, to leave it for a couple of hours.
Yeah.
I'd have to come down with him. He won't come on his own. And then I've got to pay more cab bloody fares.
You could get
it was £7 today.
Yeah, it usually is about that, isn't it?
I've done it, but it's only been six.
Sometimes it's six. It depends who you get. Who did you get?
Foreign.
Sometimes they're the cheap
ones.
New
in the house, anyway. Sometimes, very rarely, it's been five. I'll tell you the one that's very good like that, the gypsy one, but he's not, I don't think he's gypsy, but he's the one that wears all the gold rings and that. He only ever charges Margaret £5 to take her to the vets up in Coppendine.
Well, it is it's £5 from here to the vets. It shouldn't be any more than that, really.
They charge me £7 from where I live to the vets sometimes when I've had a cat in a basket.
Oh,
that's
because you've got a cat.
Well, she had a cat.
Well, some of them just don't charge. I mean, they don't charge me for family sometimes when they take me to prayers. Depends who you get.
Mm.
I had a foreign bloke that didn't charge me for him.
Mm.
In fact, sometimes the English ones are the most expensive.
Quiet.
He's eating
Chantel!
Where is she in the house still?
Shant!
Yeah, he's got a little head sticking out.
Oh, Shant!
A rocket on the... Where's she up on the top?
Yeah. It'll make her worse.
I ain't coming down if he's around.
He was very friendly to me when I came in.
I know.
He's not touching it now. I can hear he's not doing it.
I think he's eating his dinner, isn't he?
Oh.
Aye. He's crude, isn't he?
He's taking it off the plate and put it on a baby plate, on a paper plate.
A paper plate? What? He's a cranky old bugger, isn't he?
What's that noise?
The boiler.
Oh, it sounds like a fan going.
That's the boiler. It's in there, isn't it?
Yeah. Where's it going to go back?
It's not very comfortable down there.
You know what I mean? Is that you, darling?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it charmed on its own then.
Probably will charm it on its own, but it
might
be the right one.
I think maybe that's what it says about its hours is true, you know?
Hmm?
That's something
I'll
yeah, but it is trying to, it goes click, click, click.
It is trying.
It's because it's trying to chime.
Yeah, the thing is, well, it's about, I can't see what the hell I'm doing. I can't, you wouldn't believe it. How bad my eyes are getting, terrible.
Lamb is hovering round.
Hey?
Lamb is hovering around.
Are you doing every quarter, Brains? Did you tell him about doing it every quarter?
Yeah.
As long as you don't ever, Brains, whatever you do, make sure you go in a clockwise fashion like that, to the left, to the right, sorry.
Yeah.
It's nothing major wrong with it, is it? Some simple thing, aren't
they? I'm seeing, looking at that bloody shelf up there, and there's no clock on it.
Empty shelf. I'm sure it's something really simple.
What time are they going up to?
I don't know.
Are they staying there tonight?
No. Not as far, well, I don't know, I don't think so. She not as far as I know.
Is that the right time, 20 to 7?
But I guess it probably is.
20 to 7?
I've got to go about 7:45. Unlock. Button. Unlock. Pause recording. Tweezers, darling. Yeah. Have you got any? They're like things like if you've got a hair up your nose, you pull it out with it.
No, all I do is
such. Well, you had one the other day. What did you pull that out with?
My clipper.
What about scissors? Are they any good?
No. Look,
just a minute, I've got to see.
Nail scissors.
I think that should go around that hook. There,
I don't think that
should.
Where
the hell does it go then?
Happy days are here again.
Which is the one that
does.
Hey, hold
a minute, I'm trying to.
Which is the one that does the gong? The hour shine.
Well, if you give me a chance, I'll try and get it and show you.
Happy days are here again. Oh, happy days are here again. La 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 la. Happy days are here again.
Well, you didn't notice that, did you?
Happy days are here again. La 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 la. It's probably. It's slowing down now.
Turn front four.
Yeah.
They are the joint.
Just a minute. One, two, three, four. The fifth one
is
near that hanging wire.
Look, let me just show you something first.
Oh my God.
See, look,
happy day.
I'm holding the joint. When it's dropped down,
la 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 la.
Then
do
it now, then.
At the back.
How did I live it?
Yeah, okay. Right.
Yes, darling.
Right.
Yeah, you.
What am I doing? Yeah,
4 a.m.
in the morning.
No, I know. What time do they think they're going over there? I bet they don't end up going. I can't see them going over now, can you?
He's not going to be
Oh, we better not blame me. It's nothing to do with me. I've told him. I'm not going to get involved. They need to let him know what's going on. It's
why is that man? Why is the bloke up at, about this one? He said, he doesn't touch anything modern like that. He said, they're a pain in the arse, isn't it, modern?
I need some tweezers.
Hey.
Ronan! Wow. Have you got any tweezers?
I've got about 20 pairs in doors.
You have?
Yeah.
Can you bring some down, please? Nan needs them.
Nanny needs your toenails cutting.
I don't think it's anything to do with that. I think it
would
be going straight, but...
No.
It might be. It's just the same level as that.
Do you
want to? Yeah.
No, Nan
does.
It's 7 minutes to seven. You want another time?
A bone.
Marrow.
Marrow bone. He's been chewing on it for weeks. Well, how many weeks? 2.5 weeks? He's not fed up with it yet. Where's all the others? Did we chuck them out? Yeah, they... I didn't chuck them out. Maybe Ronan did. Has he only got that one now?
I could do it if I put it on its face, but I mustn't do that,
must
I?
Put it on its face.
Will it hurt if I put it on its face? Rob?
Hey.
Will it hurt if I turn it on its face?
No, as long as you've got the door shut, it shouldn't do, but...
Poor old clock.
I've had...
It's probably said I'm. Really it said I'm fed up with you lot.
About 20 or 30 clocks over the years.
But I know.
I've always managed to keep them going, all right. But I'm past it now. I can't work things out anymore like I used to. See, when clock blokes, they take the whole movement right out. They can come right out of that cape, but you've got to have the right equipment to do all that. So where are you working tomorrow then, Bryce?
Darling?
Where are you working tomorrow?
Law shop.
Oh. You like that there, do you?
That's not bad. Good use. So tickets are maybe good for others. People in other people are, that's this.
What?
Check the tickets, like people in other people are, that's this.
I bet you wouldn't want to work up London Bridge, that's a nightmare, that.
It's alright.
Hey.
It's alright. You've just got more people coming in and going out, that's all.
You've worked at Victoria, haven't you?
Yeah, I've worked at Victoria, yeah.
London Bridge is falling down. Where did they take London Bridge to, Dad?
Hey.
The old London Bridge. Where did it go? Somewhere in America, didn't it?
Yeah, but that's not the station.
No, the actual bridge.
Yeah, they demolished it and it went to America.
Bloody
some multi-millionaire bought
that
year.
How the hell did we let them do things like that?
Well, because we're stupid.
Yeah, we must be.
I would say, all them, see all the big skyscrapers in London, they're all owned by Arabs, all of them. From Dubai. They're worth billions. You can't imagine how much money they got in America.
Yeah, but fancy taking one of our monuments down and...
Because they said, fucking stupid.
Well, they wouldn't let us buy the Statue of Liberty or something, would they?
Of course they wouldn't. Because we're stupid.
British people, I think they're just very tolerant, so that's what I call it. And they're just very easygoing people.
But people walk all over us. But see?
Anything anywhere in the world of any value, if they want it, I bet you it'll be either the Chinese or the Arabs that buy it.
I was speaking to what's his name, and I think at the co-op today.
Yeah.
He said to me, you want to go to Holland or you want to go to Australia? British people can just go there anyhow.
They can.
You can't just go there like
that. No, I know. That's the annoying thing.
But people, they put value on their stuff, but they say, British people don't do that. They just, it's so easy and tourists, this thing like that.
It's like going to America. You need a visa now. It's not called a visa, but it's called, I forget what it's called. I didn't need one when I went, but they've brought that in since then. But I think if they come here, they don't need one as a visitor. So why is that?
You can join UKIP, Mel.
No, I'm not. God, you're joking. I hate them. God, I hate UKIP.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. They're the biggest bunch of arseholes out.
Well, Nigel,
oh, he's a wanker.
What do you suppose?
Oh, me?
No, I'm not going to do that.
What?
Which is your party? What do you support?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I can't support myself, let alone anybody else. I always vote Labour. Always have done. All my family, all my relations, everyone voted Labour. You, Tory, you have been kicked out here. Stand where I used to live.
Labour's not bad. But I just think Miliband is not a very wise person.
Going to be what?
Labour is not a bad party. If you look at their manifesto, their promises, and all, not a bad. But Miliband is not a wise person. That's what I said.
I must admit, I don't like him much. Yeah,
they
I wish they'd got some.
Lies.
Yeah, they all tell lies. It's not about that, but I wish they'd got a different leader. I can't say I care for him. Do you know what I mean?
I said that in the beginning, but. I'd sooner have him let Scravy get Cameron.
Oh, so would I, but...
What should that wire be on? I'm sure it should be on that thing.
Of course it would. It's not there for fun. It sort of bent man. Let me come and show you.
Well, I'll fitted it on that thing, but I can take it off.
What thing?
Port thing.
Pause recording.
The forward party. Loads of crops. They're never easy.
Don't keep on moaning.
I know people say you think it's back quite hard.
I'm saying the same thing over and over again.
Have it all gone in 5 minutes. You try it. It doesn't happen. It does not happen.
Oh, fuck it. Put the back on. I'm not putting it messing about with that. Try and get it going.
Hey.
Try and put it at the right time and get it going.
What?
The clock.
Have you got that on?
No, I can't get it. I'm putting the pendulum on because they're going to be here in a minute.
Well, what's the point in doing all that?
Because if it gets it going, it might. It says there, sometimes it writes itself.
But it won't if that was off and it should be on, isn't it?
Well, it wasn't on it.
I think it must have been. I can't see what else it could go on. In the end, I'll stare at you, but.
Bump against each other.
Yeah, good man. Well done. Never mind. Worst things happen to see.
Well, I've got to read that.
When you see how bad things are, you think.
It's the best I can do. I haven't got it on properly, but it's stay like it. And you put the pendulum on and just start it up. Put it on the shelf.
You
don't
say,
ridicule me.
I'm not.
Yes, you are. You're
saying those simple, that's why we've been fucking about all day. Just get it going. I know. Tell me all about it.
Well, what are we going to do about it?
Well, I've just asked you if you can just get it started.
Okay.
Put the
pendulum
back on.
I'll ring that man.
You might as well have it going and stopped. And then you can see how it's gaining or losing. Because you'll have to come down and look at it again.
Well, maybe you can ring that bloke tomorrow and see if he's got any ideas.
I should probably spend the rest of my life down here talking.
I doubt it.
Put a pendulum back on. And that little brass bit there.
Rob, you haven't got time to talk.
That goes in the... That's, there was a
little... Just put it in the bottom somewhere. Because they're going to be here soon, Rob, and you...
So the key's hanging up.
It's been wound up.
So it doesn't need winding for another week.
You haven't got to wind it up for
just
another week.
Just put the time right.
We don't know how to wind it up. But
how do you wind it up?
It's wound up.
I mean, how do you do it?
How
do you wind
it up?
I don't
with
know.
Don't ask me. Well, you put it in there, yeah.
Please, Rob, just get that time right. Just two there, that's one, that's two. And one there at the bottom. Oh, yeah, all right, so how many times do you wind it up? Once a week. Don't force it. Laughing at me, mate. Put it in there, you wind it. Don't overwind it, you mustn't force it. It's hugely about... How do you know when to stop? What do you... How do you know when you're winding, how do you know when to stop?
You tell you because the key has stopped.
Oh, okay.
But don't try and force it. Don't be muscle man.
Oh, give it to me.
All right, Rob, look, please, can you get it?
Once you realise it stopped, that's
put
it.
Put the time right and put it on the shelf, please.
Put the time right. Put right. Now the pendulum stopped.
Oh, God.
Not much point in doing it, really, because It's going to stop.
You've
got all your tools together, ready?
Is Ra coming down to you this week?
Yeah.
Okay. What, Tuesday?
Yeah.
Okay. We can he can bring your cards down then.
Nice up there, too. Not in the centre, see.
Even that. McGill will
complain to me.
So did...
See the gap.
Jill
will complain if it's not in the centre.
I'm just checking
on this. You make
sure that's
at the back. Oh, OK. Sits under the back, Pete. Now, what I was saying is it's not set... You didn't have it central on the shelf.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah. We've got to get it right, Rob.
What?
The clock. And try and start it. You never know, it might just start.
It might do, you never know. After all that blah.
It's ticking at the moment. Is there a clock? You can tell what they call a happy clock.
Can you get it right? Put it right time, get round to the quarter, round to the half, yeah, do it like that, please.
General.
I know, because he'd check it and talk all day, and then they're going to be waiting.
Yeah, I would.
You know, at the end of the day, we all tried. We all did our best.
Yeah, but we don't want to leave it like it. We want it to work.
I just give up. I never hate giving up.
No.
We're not giving up, but the truth is there's nothing we can really do right now.
Not now, there isn't.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, but you can get it going. You don't.
That's it.
I doubt it.
I doubt it, but you never know.
It just now when I put it on there.
Didn't it?
No.
10 hour old pal.
Well, you'll be seeing it again, don't worry.
It took away for about 3 years out of the season now, that's.
No.
No.
Leave it now. Just, oh well, get it onto the right. Oh, they're outside.
I do.
It's just coming up, I think.
You just get it going. Forget about the chime. You just get it going.
No, he's got to get the chime to the right thing.
Oh, yeah, all right.
It's 1:45, Rob.
I know that. Yeah.
That's
what caught you away. Just push that little door out, click to it.
There you go.
Come on then, Rob.
One day you'll get it going.
Well, I hope you're, it's going to be soon.
Hey.
You're going to get it going, I think.
Soon.
I'm going to find out a bit about that. Oh. They're here, Rob.
Okay.
Thanks for
all right. Thanks for coming down.
Bye,
maybe next time we can do the numbers.
I'm not always a general.
See you later. Thanks. Thank you.
I've become a general. Become a general in the last
few
years.
All my life.
I was very much a very.
See, all my life, people have been saying to me, "What are you here, Mr. Morgan? Could you just do it? It won't take you 5 minutes." About 3 fucking weeks later, I'm still here with hammer and chisel.
I think they're all asleep up there.
Get on, you little git.
Oh, my God. That's because he's been smoking.
No, I'm not worried about that. Tea bag.
Fucking hell. Tea bags. Tool bag. Yeah. Well, everyone, what a palaver. Everyone's tried with this clock. It's got a nice tick to it. I'll take you over there in a minute. It's much faster than the grandfather clock. But I'm very disappointed it's not working, but I think that it's something simple and they will get it going. These clocks don't like being moved. It's only a short car journey, though. It's not more than 10 minutes. And they did take the pendulum out. Anyway, it reminds me of being at my parents' house when I hear that. So I'm still glad I've got it. Because it chimes more than my other one does. You'll have to excuse my dad, he was in a really foul mood. Wacker wants to come out and he's not coming out this time of night. I've got to clear up in the kitchen now. Have they gone?
Yeah.
Oh, classy geezer, honestly.
A lot of niggas. He just wants to be happy, that's all he wants to do.
Yeah, because he's only happy when he drinks or goes to toy fairs. I hope I can get it fixed. I don't want it left like that. It is. It is to me.
One thing is finding out how much it costs. Second thing is how much.
Well, he might not. If he rings up that bloke, they might be able to get some pre advice over the phone. He might be able to tell him what to do, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't mind going to work tomorrow. I had a good weekend.
Good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I did too. You're on audio boo, Divi.
Probably.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
I don't care, probably go private.
Classy geezer's on there, in all his glory. Classy geezer. Motors. Classy motors.
Yeah.
classy women. He said to General, he likes classy women. He doesn't know how she's lasted so long. When he said he was a classy geezer, because what happened was the bloke next door, the one that died last year, as you remember, he was 63. He was a bit simple, for want of a better word. But classy geezer helped him with something. I don't know what it was now. I can't remember. Something in his house. So he bought him some tobacco. He went to give it to him over the back fence, there out in the back garden. Lucy was there, Louie, my mum, classy geezer. And I don't know why he got foul. Instead of saying, oh, thanks, mate, he got foul and said, it's not the, he doesn't like that, it's shit. He doesn't have that tobacco, it's cheap, it's rubbish. I mean, you don't say that to someone who's just given you a gift. And so my mum said to him, don't be so rude and all that, and he shouted out, well, I'm a classy geezer. I like classy motors, I like classy food, classy women. I don't know how long you've... And he was serious. He said he didn't know how long she'd lasted so long. In other words, she's not classy. But a classy person does not call themselves a geezer, for a start.
This nigga walk. He goes, geezer?
Does it mind you are classy?
Yeah, I said to you, I remember my father, you know, it's a classy geezer. I said, and when I see him, I go, geezer? You're right.
Who is he? I bet he's a white bloke.
Yeah, he's a white nigga.
I knew it.
Very dressed nigga, yeah. He's a good friend of one nigga called Steve Brown down there, Steve Brown. Steve Brown said, when I started walking here and I saw this man was walking here, I knew there was trouble. So I'm always going from school, my school days. He's not normal. Everyone thinks he's normal, but he's not. I know him.
Oh, dear.
You know, this is a lot of nigga you see jumping off roofs. You're just walking by and you see someone go, wee, boom. You're like, oh, you're right. Oh, I'm going for a second one.
An idiot.
That's a lot of nigga.
Well, there's no sense, there's no feeling and all that.
I recently, I saw him climbing up... there's a gate that blocks the bin where you go drop the bins to the rubbish station.
Yeah.
So he wants to get on the box.
I've made it higher. I tried to move some of them out of the way, but... Toofy! Yeah, she does. I told you she would. Reiki ran from you.
He
will, don't
worry. I was hoping he'll drink it here. I'll just drink with you, just chill with you and drink with you.
Well, we didn't have time because the clock took all day. Well, all afternoon.
I just put a clock away and leave. I think we need some time to sort itself out. That's what I thought.
Well, we'll see if it sorts itself out by the morning. I doubt it.
I don't doubt it.
Can you hear it ticking? Hear it? Oh dear, that's because. Huh? What, the one he was drinking?
Yeah. I won't do that.
I know. Huh?
I won't do that. I like my beer too much. I'll finish it for
later. Oh, you probably forgot. Oh dear. I'm sneezing and I've got itchy eyes and everything. It's because he was smoking in here. Oh, for goodness sake. Yeah, you'll be going to bed for the next day.
Huh?
And this time tomorrow, you'll be going to bed for the next day.
Yeah, what time is it?
Getting on for 8 o'clock. I'm just going to sit here and see if this chimes.
It's getting bright, it's still brighter.
I know. It's because it's heading towards summer now, isn't it?
Yeah, that's why.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to sit here till 8 o'clock and then see if it chimes. And if it doesn't, I've got to go and clear the kitchen up. Because it's one hell of a mess out there. It's got a nice tick to it. It's ticking okay. Well, it's chiming okay, except it doesn't strike the hour.
This week I wanted to give this week two tests. But I took those two girls this week.
Driving test?
Yeah, driving test, one of them. And then
general. Other general.
What general?
Your general.
What about the kitchen for her?
Okay, what's your thing then?
Oh, yes, what you mean? No, I'll get that though. On the 1st, I'll be Friday, right?
Yeah.
I should be able to take your part.
What's the other thing though?
I want to try the cylinder this week.
Okay.
I want to sort that out, I know where I start. I feel like I want to stick with agency and stay at Lewisham, actually.
Well, do that then.
If I come to up in here, it's a lot more hours. A lot more money for the tax man.
Well, a lot less time I'll see of you. Stay there then. Oh, well, what will be, you don't have to push it any further. When it comes to it, they can't force you to go there, can they?
You just say go there, that's it.
Huh?
If the agency says go there, that's it.
Yeah, if the agency, well, tell them you don't.
They all make agencies to go, so ask them to go there.
Well, you could, you were the one that, oh, I don't know, it's up to you, you sort it out. It's not my worry. I've got enough to be contending with this week.
I'm just trying to sort this. Well, I think Saturday, I spoke to someone about the holidays, Saturday.
Yeah.
I said you get one week in autumn, 1 week in winter. What's the other season you get?
Spring and summer.
1 week in spring, and 2 weeks in summer. That's what Saturday stuff gets.
Oh, that's not bad. Hello?
That's not so bad.
So what's happening with you lot then? You're not going over your father's?
No, we're going.
Okay, you're coming back though.
Yeah.
Did you eat your dinner?
I saw one dinner out there. Who was that? Is that yours?
No, it was... It was Carsey Geezer.
Oh, he didn't want it?
No, he had someone a small plate, a child's plate.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's the mess.
Did they start arguing before
they left? Well, they were bordering on it.
They didn't argue, they were fine, actually.
Well, they were a bit bickery.
Yeah, but they were still fine.
Not like they usually get.
That's normal, actually. They were all right.
They're fucking children.
All
right, we're going.
See you later.
All right,
it's
then.
All right, bye.
Bye. Connor, are you coming home tonight?
He never shuts that porch door.
Yeah,
he's got a rule of his own, he has. Thank you, Carsey Geezer, for making me blocked up and sneezing.
You're holding hands, I'm walking along the road.
Oh, bless him.
God, I'm a niggy.
Connor and his rosy pose. The pose.
I think that's what I see. I'm going to call out the pose.
He'll probably knock you out.
That's what I'm
going
to do next time.
What's
that? Oh, I forgot. That's the next thing we'll call you.
The pose.
The pose. It's not a bad thing, I
think. No, it's not a bad name.
I'm going to call out the pose.
Hello, pose. How are you doing? We call you the Pose. Rosie Posey.
I'm on it right now, actually.
We call you Rosie Posey or the Pose.
I'm on it right now.
Connor and the Pose.
Hey, Paul, come over here.
Oh, sorry. Huh? The window's still open out here.
Are you hot now?
No, I'm okay. I'm not hot, I'm not cold. I'm just commenting. I am just commenting, Gibby. I've eaten too much. I'm going to have a plum, I think. Plum. I'm going to have a plum. I know it can take your work. And I'm going to have a plum because you can't go through the day without having a plum. It's just not the way to live. Look at this bloody mess. I started the day with my kitchen in a mess. I finished my day with my kitchen in a mess. And I cleaned it up in between. Constantly. I've got to come back and hear the clock. Is it 8 o'clock yet?
I'll have a look now. How long have we been allowed to put down?
On and off all day.
Seven,
Mm-hmm. Not all the time, just here and there.
You're
going to
vote, isn't it, for the Conservative?
Hmm?
You're going to vote for the Conservative or Labour?
I'm not voting for the Conservative.
Labour?
Mm-hmm.
You're voting for Ed Miliband?
Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm voting for the local one, whoever he is. He won't get in. I don't even know who he is.
Well, it's just helped us, actually.
Yeah, I know.
Are you turning your back on him?
Sorry, I can't help that. I can't go against my principle, darling.
He's against your principle.
Huh?
The Johnson is against your principles.
What his party stands for is capitalism.
Can you break down the capitalism, what it's really about?
The rich get richer, the poor get poorer.
And what does Labour stand for?
Taxing the rich, helping the poor. In a nutshell. Higher taxes. But more money spent on services. To break it down, when we used to have this thing called poll tax, it's instead of council tax.
Poll tax?
Poll tax.
P-O-L-L.
Mm-hmm. Who lived in a conservative area, which this is, it's had the lowest poll tax everyone had to pay. But if you look at what they provide in the borough, it was the shittiest service. The more you pay into the council tax and your community and everything, the more that you get. This is a theory anyway. The more you should get out of it.
That white one, since I've opened it, right?
Mm.
You think I can leave it in next weekend?
Huh?
The white one. I was still on Labour right now.
Mm. You can leave it in the fridge, you mean?
Till next weekend?
Yeah.
Of course. Make sure I'll have a look at it and see. Don't say, I think it is.
I'm sure it'll be fine. Well, even if it doesn't say that, I think it'll still be okay. Even if it says consumers in 3 days, I still think it'll be fine. Because it's a screw top, not a cork. So you're meant to be able to put it back, you see?
I've got 2 beers, the Tasty Frogs, what
about
this?
Huh?
Frosty something. Tasty Frogs or something,
I'm sure.
Yeah, I've got 2 beers, and I've got
a white
one left there, and I've got 2 Budweisers.
I'll save it for next weekend.
That's what I'm hoping to do.
And you'll be finished Saturday afternoon, if they don't change your shift again.
Yeah,
they
don't change.
And that's alright. Why isn't it? Is it 8 o'clock yet?
Didn't even
chime, right? Didn't even bloody chime at all. Oh no, it's getting worse. Are you sure it's gone 8 o'clock?
Let's have a look at what's happening last time, right? I don't know what time he said it to.
See, I don't know whether it's right or not.
I think it's on there, actually. It's 8:04
on
my phone.
It's
gone past 8
already. Oh well, that's that out the window then. It did chime when he put it up there. It chimed